Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
See, I love him. What is Sean 104.3 Jams? So Jen, what's on your mind this morning?
I need some advice. So as you know, I'm leisurely house hunting. I live in a small condo and I'm ready to cash in on my condo and find a house. So I found a house still in Chicago. It's beautiful. But there's one thing that's wrong with it, and I don't know if I should pass up the house or not, which is why I need your advice.
Okay, what is wrong with the house?
I noticed that there's no privacy gates, and I'm really big on my privacy. I love my neighbors. I'm really friendly, but I kind of wanted a yard that's private. And on one side of the house, there's no gate. So it's as if maybe the family in that house is really good friends with the other family, so they just left the whole area open. So would it be rude of me to put up big privacy gates, or would it even be rude for me to just put up one of those little wire gates on either side? It's just those wire gates that are really small and you can see everything. Is that rude of me?
I think when you come into a new property or a new home and you purchase it, it becomes yours. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you putting up privacy gates. It's your home, it's your property. If you want to gate your property and you want to put up a privacy gate, that's fine. I think once you get to know your neighbors will find out that, you know, there's nothing against them. That's just the way you want your property to look. So I wouldn't even worry about it. When you buy a home, it's your home to do what you want to do with it.
You're right. And I love the home. That was just my only thing, is the gate thing. And I think I'm having a tough time with it because I remember growing up in Logan Square, and there was that one person in the neighborhood that bought, and they put up those big tall wooden privacy gates, and my mom, all the neighbors had a fit. They're like, there goes the neighborhood. What do they got to hide? Blah, blah, blah. You know, and I don't want to be that neighbor where everyone's like, oh, there goes the neighborhood. Here comes the person with the tall wooden gates, but I shouldn't feel a certain way about it.
No, because it's your home and it's nobody's business. Like, quite frankly, that's what it is. It's nobody's business if you want to put gates up around your house. I mean, if the whole neighborhood looks one way and you're making the neighborhood look stupid with these gigantic gates, I can understand. But if you just want to put gates up, I don't see what the problem is.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just put another little gate up or something. Just because I don't know them, so I'm a little nervous. I'm going to be neighborly. I love people. But I was like, gosh, there's no gate.
Well, listen, Jen, remember, a house is a ball of clay, and you can take it and make it into any shape or form that you want to make it into. It's your home. Do whatever you want to do. Maybe you're putting up a fence because sometime in the future you may want to install a pool.
There you go. Maybe I want to do that. It's not a big yard. I don't know if I can fit a pool, but maybe a kiddie pool.
Yeah, well, there it is. It's nobody's business. So buy the house, enjoy the house, and don't worry about the neighbors. You don't know them, and they don't know you. It may be a good thing you're putting the fence up. All right?
You're right.
See, I love more to show y'all. It's 104.3 Jams.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.